until 8. This is Sports Today on 882 6PR.
Yeah, Brad and Carl tonight between now and 8 o'clock. Ash Barty's going to join us, former junior Wimbledon champion. She's going to become a cricketer. So we're going to have a chat to her between now and 8 o'clock. But it's time to do this. Talk to our man Kenny Lowe in the camp of the Perth Glory. G'day, Kenny.
Evening, gents.
Not the way we wanted to start.
No. You always want to win. But you can't concede goals like that and expect to win.
Was that where the problem was, in the back half?
No, I think just general across the board. I just thought we were a little bit flat on the day. But, you know, fair play. At the end of the game, we were still in it, and the keepers made a number of saves to keep them in. We could have pinched something at the end, but probably didn't deserve it.
Just on that, Kenny, how do you reconcile if the boys are flat on the first day? That would be a little bit concerning for you, wouldn't it?
No, not at all. Sometimes that happens. Yeah, sometimes it happens. We've got a new group. We've got people travelling for the first time. We've got guys who are playing the first 90 minutes as well. A couple of the foreign boys. So, at the end of the day, we could have got some out of the game as well. So, you know, we're in a good spot.
You, and it's only first game of the season, Ken, but you're probably still feeling your way a little bit, are you, with what you've got?
Maybe a little bit, but, you know, I remember we went away last year. I think it was Wellington. I think we scored in the last minute or something and snuck a win over there, and it gives you a bit of momentum. But yeah, it's always the same. I think we would have liked not to have so many changes and keep a settled group. But that's the way it is, and that's what we've got to deal with, and we'll deal with it, and I'm sure we'll be okay.
What about coming into this week? We know that you're playing a side that travels probably more than what you do, Kenny, don't they? I mean, they travel as many miles anyway, and it's going to be interesting to see what they can deliver.
Yeah, they're a good side. They've lost some big players in Nathan Burns, and then they've had to replace as well. So it's quite an interesting. It'll be an interesting year this year. A lot of clubs are in transition, and then the big clubs haven't had too many changes. So. Yeah, it'll be an interesting year.
Do you keep the faith with the blokes you started last week, or do you give them another chance, or do you feel the necessity to perhaps make a tinker or two with the team?
I think we've got 3 games in 7 days, so we've got to be, you know, we've got to really look at the group, and we've got a very small squad. So we may make a couple of changes, not so much for performances, but to make sure that we can be competitive over the 3 games in 7 days and maybe rest some people because it's a big week for us.
Now, there was the story last night on this program that Peter Vlahos was talking about, Kenny, with Andy Keogh. Maybe an option during the transfer window in January. I know that's a long way off for you, but is that something down the track that could pan out?
I'm not sure on that one. I don't know where that come from.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting one. I know we've got 5 foreign players at the moment, so
sure.
We've got a quarter of foreigners. So I think there's the guest player route, but I don't know whether that's something that could happen. But I don't see anything at the present second to see that happening. I think Andy's over in Thailand, I believe.
Yeah, he is. But he doesn't really like it over there, and his wife's still here in Perth. So there's a few things that might fall your way come January if that guest spot is still there. What about with Diego Castro? What sort of player do you think he can be? Because he didn't start as well, I'm sure, as he would have liked and you would have liked.
No, I thought Diego played well. I mean, he's a very, very good player. Very, very good player. I'm sure he'll settle in and enjoy himself here and be really good for the team.
What did you make of the Central Coast Mariners? Are they going to be a team that's going to cause other teams headaches, particularly at home this season?
Yeah, possibly. I think we've been. I think we've won 1 in 17 at Central Coast or something like that. You know, it's an interesting statistic. You know, it's probably a flight and then a travel. It's probably a tough one for us. But yeah, I'm sure they will. They were up and at it on the day, but it's a long old season. One game doesn't make a season, so I'm sure we'll be okay.
Do you like your players playing aggressive football? Is that Kenny Lowe's style?
We play to win games, and however you win games, you win games. You know, we seem to do okay last year, and hopefully we'll do that this year. I think the depends who you play against, depends what people are available, depends you know, what injuries you've got. There's so many variables that, go into a game day. But ultimately, all you want to do is win.
Kenny, just a word as an aside. How have you felt the Socceroos have performed in recent times? And quite clearly, Jordan, 4 points in front of us at the moment. Are you happy with the way that the Socceroos are progressing?
Yeah, they'll get through. Yeah, same as anything, you know. There's no easy games at any level. You know, people think, oh, well, I've gone there, they should have won. You've got no good given right to win games, you know. And sometimes when you go there, you've got to give people credit for being very good as well. So they'll be okay. They'll get through. I'm sure they'll get through this phase easily.
And I had to check the paper twice. A couple of the Queensland Raw blokes who scored looked like they had familiar names.
Who's that? Mitch Nichols?
Yeah. A couple of glory players got amongst the goals.
Which game? Western Sydney against and Raw?
Yeah.
Yeah, great finish by Mitch. I thought he took that superbly.
Does that hurt when blokes leave and, you know, or find out a greener pastures and they do that sort of thing, or are you just happy for them?
No, you've got to be happy. I think, you know, Chris Judd went elsewhere and everyone, you know, he's done fantastic. That's the nature of the game. It's a transient game. If you don't get game time at our club when we were flying top of the league, 53 points or wherever it was,
yeah,
you know, and we've got some fantastic players in that team last year. So it's hard for players to get game time. So they want to go elsewhere, you know.
Yeah, sure.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, everybody's ambitious. Everybody wants to do really well. And you just wish them all the best and pat them on the head and just hope they don't score against you.
Kenny, how important, given that you've got these next three games at home against Wellington on Sunday and then Wednesday against Melbourne City and then Adelaide the following Sunday, the 25th of October here at home, how important is it to win all of these games? And do you have a special focus for NIB Stadium, given that you're playing in front of your home crowd?
Always. NIB has always been a good fortress for us. We've always, touch wood, done very well at home. Our problem's been away from home. Last year, we remedied the away form, and that's why we were so successful. So it'll be much of the same. Do what we normally do at NIB, and then hopefully away from home, replicate what we did last year, and we'll be in a good spot.
Well, we're in your corner, Kenny, so good luck with it, and hopefully you can get on the board this week.
Yeah, fingers crossed.